we're being friends, cause sometimes she lets me use the car. She said, if you can't find another moment, don't mind. You better find something wrong with her. So I began to try to explain that it
Hello, everyone. This is Andrew Talbert, and welcome back to my podcast I call My Passionate Musical Journey. It's Turntable Tuesday because life's too short not to listen to great music. This week's feature is the 1974 classic debut album from Robert Palmer, Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley. I'll be back in a moment to tell you all about this fabulous album, but first, the Red Dirt Boys are going to tell you all about how I've got a passion for it. Was 1974. It was September, and Robert Palmer had just released his debut album, Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley, on Island Records. Robert was associated with so many of the greats in the music business, but had not yet found the success that he would later encounter. Most of the interviews from artists who have worked with him all confirm that Robert was a powerful vocal in front of any talented band. At age 19, I saw Robert Palmer on stage from a few feet away performing, and that show confirmed to me what I already knew from listening to this 1974 album. He was fantastic. Such a stage presence and vocal range. It was like he was born to sing and he was just getting started. Very soon he would head north to New York City to record the next album titled Pressure Drop, which is a cover of a reggae song made famous by Toots and the Maytals. He then started touring with Little Feat to promote this reggae and rock-infused album. This album did not do very well at the time, but not to be deterred, Robert recorded the follow-up album, Some People Can Do What They Like. By this time, Robert had relocated to Nassau, Bahamas, directly across the street from Compass Point Studios, which was a studio for his label Island Records. In 1978, Robert released the album Double Fun, a collection of Caribbean-influenced rock, including a cover of You Really Got Me. The album reached the top 50 on the U.S. Billboard chart and scored a top 20 single with the Andy Frazier song every kind of people. This track reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it was also the year and the tour that I saw Robert Palmer play live. I have more details of that experience along with a photo I took from the August 31st, 1978 show over on my companion blog at andrewtalbert.com. I know one of the reasons I really like to listen to Robert Palmer is that he's not only damn good, but he's recorded and performed in all types and all genres of music. Given I claim to follow music genres from bluegrass to blues, I can totally relate. Robert Palmer went on to continue his artistic genre of zigzagging as he recorded an album concentrating on pure rock. 1979's Secrets produced his second top 20 single with Moon Martin's Bad Case of Loving You, Doctor Doctor. The number 14 hit also gave Robert Palmer his second Billboard Hot 100 year-end chart hit, and I remember that track like it was yesterday. That song was all over the FM dial. I have all those solo albums, and I still enjoy all of this music today. In July of 1983, Robert Palmer performed at Duran Duran's charity concert at Aston Villa Football Ground in Birmingham, England, where he struck up a friendship with the members of Duran Duran that would spawn the supergroup, The Power Station. When Duran Duran went on hiatus, guitarist Andy Taylor and bassist John Taylor joined the former Chic drummer Tony Thompson and Robert Palmer to form the band The Power Station. The album this band produced reached the top 20 in the UK and the top 10 in the US. There were two hit singles titled Some Like It Hot, which reached number 6 in the United States, and there was a cover of the T-Rex song Get It On, Bang a Gong, which peaked one position higher than the original in the US. Robert Palmer only performed once live with the band that year in New York City on a Saturday Night Live performance, but the band went on to tour and played the gigantic Live Aid concert without Robert Palmer as he left at the last moment to go back into the recording studio to further his solo career. He went on to record the album Riptide at Compass Point Studio in 1985 after recruiting Tony Thompson and Andy Taylor to play on some of the tracks, plus the Power Station record producer Bernard Edwards, who had worked with Thompson in Chic to manage the production. Riptide featured the single Addicted to Love, which reached number 1 in the United States and number 5 in the United Kingdom. The single was accompanied by a memorable and often imitated music video directed by Terrence Donovan, where Robert Palmer is surrounded by a group of nearly identically clad, heavily made-up female models simulating musicians. Terrence Donovan also directed videos for his hit Simply Irresistible and I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. I have a video embedded over on my companion blog at andrewtalbert.com where you can watch Robert talk to Bob Costas about these videos and some other topics if you want to dig into this time period. These videos were very popular in their day, and it took Robert Palmer to another level in his solo success. In the fall of 1986, Robert Palmer performed Addicted to Love at the 1986 MTV Video Music Awards in Los Angeles, and in 1987 he had won the Grammy Award for the Best Male Rock Vocal Performance for Addicted to Love. At the 1987 Brit Awards, Robert Palmer received his first nomination for Best British Male. Let's discuss the album feature for this episode. Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley, as I told you a few minutes ago, is the debut solo album by Robert Palmer released in 1974. It was his first effort after three album releases co-fronting the band Vinegar Joe. This album is not only the favorite of all of my Robert Palmer albums, it's also a favorite of mine from any album of any genre of music. This album was recorded with stellar musicians such as Lowell George, with backing by the New Orleans funk band The Meters, while being surrounded by New Orleans greats like Art Neville and singer-songwriter Alan Toussaint. The list of musicians on this album is so long, I'll have to go into that in a few minutes. The Louisiana sessions for Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley were held at Alan Toussaint's Sea Saint Studios, which no doubt sparked the idea to record the title track, which was an old R&B hit written by Alan Toussaint for Lee Dorsey. More on all that detail in just a moment. Let's get into the track listing for this album. About half the songs were written by Robert Palmer, and I'll detail the writers as we progress through the songs. There's a total of 8 tracks on this vinyl, with 5 on side A and 3 on side B. Side A starts off with Sailin' Shoes. Sailin' Shoes was written by Lowell George and originally performed by Little Feat. It was initially recorded on their 1972 album of the same title, and of course, Lowell George was the American singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer, as well as the primary guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter for the rock band Little Feat in the very beginnings of the band. He wrote so many great songs, including Dixie Chicken and Rock and Roll Doctor, just to name two. Robert Palmer said of the late Lowell George in 1996, working with him was great because you'd catch on to a grain of an idea, and the next time you looked at your watch, it was a day later, and you hadn't done anything but gone with that idea. In the meantime, ideas would just fly back and forth. Suddenly, you'd take a left turn and bang, there'd be a song. It was just music, music, music with him. I really don't find anything wrong with the word obsessive. I especially love the way he played guitar. He had the ability to describe the whole song in a very minimal way. And he had this very surreal sense of humor. He was the real thing. Robert Palmer completely took over the Sailin' Shoes track to make it his own. And then comes track two. Hey Julia comes in as part of the 3-song segue into the album, which is something that's rather rare these days unless you're playing a live album. This Robert Palmer original features a clever lyric, a horn section you resemble, and your figure makes me tremble, and I'm sure I'd like to handle what's between your ears. Hey Julia, track number two. Track number three, Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley. This third and title track was originally sung by New Orleans-born and friend of Fats Domino, Lee Dorsey. This song was included on his 1971 album, Yes We Can, and was written by Alan Toussaint. Lee Dorsey was an American pop and rhythm and blues singer during the 1960s. His biggest hits were Ya Ya from 1961 and Working in a Coal Mine from 1966. Much of his work was produced by Alan Toussaint, with an instrumental backing by the Meters. This song was also covered by Ringo Starr 3 years later in 1977 on his album, Ringo the Fourth. The suggestion to use this track actually came from the wife of Little Feat's Lowell George, who wrote two of the song's 8 tracks, including the opening Sailin' Shoes and Blackmail, which was a co-write with Robert Palmer. You can start to see all the connections here as you explore the history and the people associated with this project. Those first 3 songs come at you almost nonstop, almost 10 minutes without a break, and they are a fabulous way to open this album. And you can see this trio of songs in a video I've embedded over on my companion blog at andrewtalbert.com. Am I the only one that, when I hear the song Ya Ya, that I can visualize Charlie Watts on the cover of the Rolling Stones album Get Your Ya Ya's Out, posing with that donkey, and that donkey has those bass drums strapped on its back? This photo was taken by David Bailey, and it featured Charlie Watts with guitars and was inspired by the line in Bob Dylan's song, Visions of Joanna. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule, although the animal in the photo is a donkey, not a mule. The Rolling Stones would later say, "We originally wanted an elephant, but we settled for a donkey." I thought that was a humorous sideline I just had to interject there. Such a great history with the Rolling Stones, and of course, love the great, late Charlie Watts. Track number four, Get Outside. This was written by Robert Palmer, and this song has a very heavy Lowell George influence with the whole feel of the song. It's almost like Robert is channeling Lowell's voice. It's a really cool song for fans of these two artists' music. Here's some of the lyrics. If your vision is holding you, if you can't fathom out what to do, if you can't read what you write, if you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night, get outside, get outside, get outside. And it goes on. Track number five is Blackmail. This track is full of the sounds of funky horn riffs and a powerful chorus of female backing vocalists. You can hear the Alan Toussaint influence on this track, especially in the opening as the band goes through the build to the vocals. This co-write from Robert Palmer and Lowell George is a story that is written in the lyrics. It's very visual as you listen to it. Here's a sample. Well, you told me that you weren't infectious, so I brought no precautions with me. You said your old man was in Texas, and anyway, he'd forgotten his key. So I put my cassette in your bathroom and threw all my clothes on your floor. The next thing, door burst open, and here I am caught in the raw. Blackmail. You're blackmailing me, sponging all my money. I don't think it's funny, the way you've been badgering me. You just have to go listen to this song. It's a complete story. It just keeps going on. It's very cool. Let's flip this vinyl over and go to side B for How Much Fun, track number 6. As this track starts, you hear the funky beat and the keyboards that just make you dream of being in New Orleans. Robert goes through the vocals and the background singers return the high pitch return to his call in the lyrics. A lot of this album is just feeling the beat and getting the vibes of all the tracks. Here's some of the lyrics. You make me feel like I don't need another. Come on, baby, let's pull back the covers and do our best to help one another. Find out how much fun we can get into life. And that's the way track number 6 goes. Track number 7 is From a Whisper to a Scream. This song was written and originally performed by Alan Toussaint on his 1971 album Toussaint. The song opens with a wah-wah pedal fading into another pulse of the wah. You can almost feel the soul vibe in this track as it slowly builds around the lyrics with a feeling. You can hear a man talking about losing his love to another. From a whisper in the wind to a loud scream, the message came that I lost you to the warmth of another man. From a Whisper to a Scream, written by Alan Toussaint. What a great song. And that's the way track number 7 goes. Track number 8. Through It All, There's You. This is a funky soul track that Robert just shows off his ability to adapt to any type of groove from R&B to rock. You can just hear the guitar in the background, adding a feel that the keyboards give you that's really a soul feel. The drum beat gets you into swinging. Right through this one is Robert Palmer gets down on the vocal. What a band this was in the studio. That's Bernard Purdy on those drums, and you can hear his signature on this track. He's also the guy known for the Purdy Shuffle. Bernard's played on so many albums, it's amazing just to read the huge listing. When you listen to him play, you understand very quickly why he's so high in demand. That's Steve Winwood on piano, and you can hear it. The credits call this the New York Rhythm section, but I call it mostly the band Stuff. Stuff was an American jazz funk band during the 1970s and the early 1980s. The members of this band were Gordon Edwards on bass guitar, Richard T. on keyboards, Eric Gale on guitar, Cornell Dupree on guitar, Chris Parker on drums, and later Steve Gadd on drums. Three of these guys play on this track and add to the already amazing talent lined up for this record. This song stretches out to 12 minutes and 17 seconds, and it really just grooves the whole thing. Here's some of the lyrics. You know the future will soon be past. Climb on first, get off last. I'm trying to shake to my hips, where I'll feel the benefit. Through it all, there's you, loving me, baby. Through it all, there's you, loving me, girl. And there you have 8 tracks from Robert Palmer on one 1974 vinyl album. Wow, what a great collection of music and artists this is. So let's talk about the personnel on this album. From the album cover, the first, of course, is Robert Palmer, who is on lead vocal, harmony, and backing vocals. He was on rhythm guitar, bass, marimba, percussion. Wow, what a contributor. Robert Palmer. Vicky Brown goes next with backing vocals on tracks 1, 2, and 4. The late Vicky Brown also worked with George Harrison, Roger Waters, Willie DeVille, Adam Ant, Steve Marriott, and even Eric Burdon. She also worked with Pink Floyd over several years in the Pink Floyd live performances, especially the Dark Side of the Moon tour and a momentary lapse of Reason tour. Vicky Brown. Mongezi Fiza, the South African jazz trumpeter and flautist. She played on tracks number 6 and 8. Simon Phillips was on drums on track 3. He worked as a session drummer for Jeff Beck, Michael Oldfield, Judas Priest, Tears for Fears, 10cc, The Who. He was even the drummer for The Who during the band's reunion tour in 1989. He later became the drummer for the band Toto in 1992 after the death of Jeff Porcaro. Lowell George was listed on guitar on many of these tracks. Of course, the legendary Lowell George is well known as a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, and of course, I've told you all about his work with Little Feat. He's worked with people like Jackson Browne as a session player on the album The Pretender and many others. He started out in Frank Zappa's band and left after several albums, as some say Lowell was fired by Frank Zappa for smoking marijuana, while Lowell claimed in 1975 at a Little Feat concert that he was fired because he wrote a song, Willin', about dope. On the other hand, it's said that Frank Zappa liked the song, but he didn't think there was any place for it in the mother set, and Lowell was quoted as saying, well, it was decided I should leave and form a band by mutual agreement. And form one he did. He took fellow musicians bassist Roy Estrada, keyboardist Bill Payne, and drummer Richie Hayward to form a new band, which they called Little Feat. And that was just the beginning of an amazing rock and roll band that continues to tour today. And of course, here's my plug. Why is Little Feat not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I'll keep asking that question. One day we'll get an answer. Jim Mullen was on guitar on track two. This Scottish Glasgow-born jazz guitarist with a distinctive style, like Wes Montgomery before him, he picks with his thumb instead of a pick. He's worked with everyone from Mose Allison to Paul McCartney. Jim Mullen. Here comes a favorite of mine, Steve Winwood, on piano on track eight. Yes, that's the same Steve Winwood from the bands Blind Faith, Traffic, and the Spencer Davis Group, not to mention his amazing solo work. Jody Linscott was on percussion on track two. This guy has a very extensive top-shelf musical resume from the likes of Elton John, The Who, Paul McCartney, Pink Floyd, Eric Clapton, and so many more. Jody Linscott. Steve York is listed as harmonica on track three. And around a minute and 48 into the title track on this particular record, there's a 40-second burst of enthusiastic but raw harmonica. But who played it? The answer is Steve York. He's a bass player and former co-member of the band Robert Palmer cut his first three albums with before this debut solo album called Vinegar Joe. Next up is the Meters, who played on tracks 1, 6, and 7. Of course, they're listed as Art Neville on keyboards, Leo Nocentelli on guitar, George Porter Jr. on bass guitar, and Ziggy Modaliste on drums. For the uninitiated, the Meters are an American funk band formed in 1965 in New Orleans by Zigaboo Modaliste on drums, George Porter Jr., as I just told you, on bass, Leo Nocentelli on guitar, and Art Neville on keyboards. The band performed and recorded their own music in the late 1960s until 1977, and they played a very influential role as backing musicians for other artists, including Lee Dorsey, Robert Palmer, Dr. John, and Alan Toussaint. The original songs are considered funk classics. The Meters don't often enjoy significant mainstream success, but they're considered originators of funk along with artists like James Brown, and their work is very influential on other bands, both their contemporaries and modern musicians. Their sound is defined by a combination of tight, melodic grooves and syncopated New Orleans second-line rhythms under a highly charged guitar and keyboard riffing. This band has been nominated 4 times for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, most recently in 2017, and in 2018, the band was presented with a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. The Meters. What a band. Love that band. Next up is the New York Rhythm Section, as they're called, on tracks 2, 4, 5, and 8. Of course, as I told you earlier, that's Richard T., Cornell Dupree, Gordon Edwards, and Bernard Purdy. If you take the first three names, you get a large portion of the band's stuff. As I was telling you earlier, Stuff was an American jazz funk band during the late 1970s and early 1980s. This band's members were in high demand as session players for the likes of Paul Simon, Aretha Franklin, John Lennon, and so many others. And as I've told you on some of my other podcasts, particularly the Steely Dan albums we talked about, they all have Bernard Purdy all over them. He's a huge participant in this area of great percussion players, and in fact, he's probably one of the best of this generation. Love Bernard Purdy. Man, what a drummer. To talk a little bit about production, the producer for this album is Steve Smith. The engineer is Phil Brown, who worked on Led Zeppelin projects, Bob Marley, he worked with David Bowie, and Traffic, just to name a few. Ken Laxton, Alan Varner, Rhett Davies are listed as engineering, with Rhett Davies, who was the studio engineer at Island Records during the early 1970s. His first session was the recording process for a Brian Eno album, and he went on to work with a long list of talent from the Talking Heads, Dire Straits, Wang Chung, The Hollies, and so many others. Rhett Davies. Wow. Lots of work there. Lots of big names on that resume. Of course, the photography is listed as Graham Hughes, and those photos are really cool on the album cover. Let's talk a little bit about the studio, because there seems to not be a very clear connection as to where this album was recorded when you look at the album cover or maybe some of the references that are out there. But this album was recorded at Sea Saint Studios, which is a music recording facility that was located in New Orleans and was co-owned by musician, producer, and arranger Alan Toussaint, at record A&R man and publishing agent Marshall Shehorn, and it was in operation for over 30 years, from the years 1973 through 2005, when it was destroyed during the flooding from Hurricane Katrina. During those years, it hosted recordings by numerous musical acts such as Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, Patti LaBelle, Joe Cocker, and Elvis Costello, as well as local acts such as The Meters and Dr. John. What a great place this must have been. As far as certifications, this album peaked at number 107 in the Billboard 200. Its single Get Outside almost made the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 105. Neither the album or its singles even charted in the United Kingdom. Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley is one of Robert Palmer's very best albums, and although it doesn't contain any monster hits, it does spotlight his awesome vocals. It's an absolute gem that deserves to be appreciated and rediscovered. I advise you to go buy a copy of this record and crank it up. I'm still enjoying this album to this very day. Robert Palmer, what a talent. And he's missed. Every time I turn the turntable on and drop the needle on this one, I can tell you that for sure. That's all I've got to tell you this week about the feature album. Hope you guys are staying safe out there. Be sure to take care of yourself, take care of your neighbor. Get out there and support your local artist and live music. Buy media. Can't say that enough. I think I'm going to take a little break here across the Thanksgiving holiday on my podcasts. I'll be back right after the holiday as we move into the Christmas season. Record Store Day is coming up next week on Black Friday. Can't wait to check out what's happening in the record store. Get out there, maybe pick up a couple of new things. Or maybe even an old thing. That would be cool, too. Hope to see you out there. This has been Andrew Talbert. And until next time, I'll see you down the road.
There's a lady in a turban in a cocaine tree. And she does a dance so rhythmically.
Podcast has been a production of Worldwide Music Media. Be sure to check out the online companion blog at andrewtalbert.com.